Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2470. What to expect in couples therapy, by Alicia Janney of modernlovecounseling.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, here's an article from Greg as we optimize your life.
What to Expect in Couples Therapy, by Alicia Janney of modernlovecounseling.com. What to expect in couples therapy is an important question you may be asking yourselves if you have never done it before. Counseling in general may seem overwhelming, as you know it can drudge up feelings that you have been trying to keep dormant for a long time. Add your partner in the mix, and it can feel even more daunting, as you both feel uncomfortable feelings. Oftentimes, people that have never done couples therapy can feel nervous that the boat is going to tip over, not just rock. Couples can feel nervous about the process bringing to light that they are not meant to be together. All reasons for feeling nervous about reaching out and exploring couples therapy are completely valid and incredibly common. And yes, the boat will rock, and it may even tip over. Yes, you could potentially discover that you aren't wanting to pursue your relationship, but please know that in my 7 years of counseling, I rarely find that the boat completely sinks. If you are confused with what to expect in couples therapy, take a deep breath. This post will hopefully help you and your partner get a sense of what to expect in couples therapy and what are some potential red flags that could indicate you are not seeing the right couples therapist. I do want to preface this list with an awareness that not all therapists are the same. Each of us has our own style, approach, and philosophies. It is crucial to schedule a consultation with potential couples therapists in your area before scheduling an appointment to better determine fit. What to expect in couples therapy? The couples therapist should be direct, way more direct than what you may have encountered in individual therapy. This is because we have to be able to help the two of you navigate the intricate dance of your conflict style, and we cannot be helpful in getting you to your goals if we aren't incredibly directive. A competent couples therapist should be willing to direct the sessions to help you both experience a different way to communicate with each other. If you're working with our practice, expect that we will see you both for one 55-minute individual session on week 2. This is because we honor both of you equally, and we find it is important to assess the whole person in addition to the relationship. We like to understand how you view the world and where you have come from that has helped you shape this view. This individual session is not meant to be a time to just express grievances about your partner. It is intended to getting to know each of you on a more individualized level. This helps us better understand your language, point of view, and triggers when we encounter them in couples therapy. you both will feel equally heard, validated, and respected. And yes, even if one of you messed up. The competent couples therapist will always see you objectively. This means we aren't here to point fingers or take sides. Regardless of what brings you into therapy, we are here to help the two of you understand each other. You will learn tools to better communicate, eventually. It can take a lot of time to heal, reconnect, and/or effectively communicate. Oftentimes, we are unpacking subconscious childhood issues that have caused barriers in your current relationship. We are working on creating a level of trust that most likely neither of you have experienced before. So please be patient with the process and don't expect immediate results. You may feel like your relationship is getting worse before it starts to feel better. I tell my clients that the process of counseling is often like the process of losing 20 pounds. In theory, it's easy. You eat less, you work out more. Unfortunately, the process is often more challenging than the theory, and you both may find yourselves at a point in therapy when you are sore for days and have zero interest in returning to the gym because you are completely discouraged. We are complicated beings, and we need to be patient with ourselves and each other, as well as constantly give grace to the messy process. Expect to focus on the process in which the two of you relate to each other, not a focus on the he said, she said content of rehashing the same argument over and over again. This is because we are here to support you both in restructuring the way the two of you communicate and relate to each other in the bigger picture. Although content in arguments can be important and sometimes what we discuss, it won't be the constant focal point because it truly gets us nowhere. You are not paying to have your therapist watch you argue. You'll feel exposed. Couples therapy is a vulnerable process, and you may not always feel fully comfortable letting your guard down. This is normal. We will guide you. Expect to argue in front of your couples therapist. It is okay to argue in front of your couples therapist sometimes, and know that it's actually helpful for us to see how the two of you communicate. This is when we will often jump in to help slow things down and de-escalate the situation and help the two of you become more vulnerable. Expect the couple's therapist to interrupt you. Part of our job is to help hold you both, lovingly, accountable for your unconscious actions, as well as help the two of you process your emotions and pain effectively. We may interrupt you because we want to help the two of you discover your vulnerabilities, not just sit with your defensiveness and unprocessed reactions. Expect to at least address physical intimacy. It's important to at least address this, as it is a big part of your intimate relationship. A competent couples therapist will at least ask questions about this part of your relationship, even if we don't stay on the topic. It's important to know that intimacy and communication around intimacy is welcome in couples therapy. Expect to learn more about yourself and your partner. For better or worse, it will all be empowering in the end. Red flags that indicate you are not seeing the right couples therapist. The couples therapist just listens and never directs you to. The couple's therapist never interrupts or helps the two of you de-escalate from heightened emotions or arguments. The couple's therapist doesn't help you both reframe conflict or help you see things from each other's different perspective. The couple's therapist doesn't spend equal time hearing both of you or address why they are spending more time with one person over the other strategically. The couple's therapist takes sides overtly. The couple's therapist never discusses intimacy, even if intimacy is not an issue. The couple's therapist lets you drive every session. The couple's therapist never addresses the elephant in the room. You just listened to the post titled, What to Expect in Couples Therapy, by Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And thanks a lot to Alicia for this great post. To me, this is such a crucial post to feature on the show because couples therapy can often have the same negative connotation or stigma around it as regular therapy does. Even healthy couples may choose couples therapy if they feel they could improve on important aspects of the relationship, such as communication. Couples do not attend therapy only because their relationship is on the brink of ending, nor should they. And if more couples realized this, there would be much more comfort in going to therapy early on to at least check in with one another and get some tips on how to bring the relationship from strong to stronger. Fear of exposition or fear of therapy accelerating the end of a relationship only stands to harm the relationship, as these fears rely on keeping feelings withheld and trying to protect the relationship from challenges. Is couples therapy a necessity for a healthy relationship? No, absolutely not. But that isn't a reason to not consider attending, especially in the face of pressing issues. So that wraps us up for today, everybody. Thanks for being here, and thanks to Alicia for sharing another great post with us. I hope you enjoyed this one as much as I did. I hope you can come to see couples therapy as a little less intimidating, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.